thankful to be on the winning side. I'm thankful that He is a God who said that never changes. Live in a time of much change in our world, but I'm thankful that we can anchor ourselves in one that never changes, whose word is sure and steadfast. He said heaven and earth will pass away, but His word will never pass away. And that's what we anchor our faith in. Lord's been talking to me about His word, about delighting ourselves in God's law. Like for you to turn with me to Psalms, the first chapter. Ask for your prayers. The Lord would bless His word and make it edifying to all of us. Psalms chapter 1 in the first verse says, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper." I want to be that man. I want to be in that place. I want to be able to prosper, to be able to bring forth fruit whenever the world is dry and parched, that I can have roots that where I'm planted by the rivers of water. The scripture here says his delight, speaking of this man, that his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law doth he meditate day and night. This isn't just about obligation or about duty. It's not about something that I'm forced or I'm obliged that I have to do, but it's about moving over into the place that I delight to do the Lord's will. Delight is not something that carries a drudgery with it. Delight is not something that I have to drag my feet doing it. There are millions of people today that'll be watching Super Bowl, and I haven't heard of any of them that are doing that that sound like they're dragging their feet to go do it. Many people live for that. That's the highlight of their year. That's what their calendar revolves around, is the start of this season, and now it's this season that's starting up, and they consume their lives with it. And it becomes very evident where their delight is. Very evident where their love is, where their passion is behind it. It's about where our heart is. What do we put our heart behind? Because we can go through serving the Lord just as a list of rules and obligations and something that I really know I have to do. But the Lord wants us to delight in Him, to delight ourselves in the law of the Lord. Fantasy football. You hear so many people today that live for that. It's something that they consume themselves with. It's something that they give themselves wholly unto. I want to build out my fantasy football league. And in order to do that, you have to know all the players' statistics and their performance and who's off the bench and who's playing and what's happening. You have to know every game that's played, who wins and how the game goes, because that you're tracking your fantasy football league along with that, or your team along with that. It's something that people allow to consume their passions, their desires, their love, their time. But this talks about a man who puts his delight somewhere else. In the law of the Lord. In the word of God. To have a love for God. It's not about madness in the month of March. March madness. It's something that lasts year round. It's something with a deeper purpose, with a deeper benefit. Whenever you've given yourself to this, whenever you've delighted yourself in the law of the Lord, there's an effect. There's a consequence. It says, "And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water." So I'd like for us to consider the thought of delighting ourselves in the law of the Lord. A love for God, something so many profess, will be in part evidenced by a love for His word. If I love the Lord, I'll love what the Lord has to say. I'll love what the Lord is and what His will and what His purpose and what His desire is, which is expressed to us through His word. You can't separate the two. I love the Lord, but I don't have any desire for the things of God. I don't have any desire or any appetite for the word of the Lord. It's something that bores me. May the Lord help us in our time, in our generation. And a generation is following. I don't even remember what they call all the generations. Millennial generations and then Gen Y or Gen X or something that falls in there. But all the generations that so many folks are wanting to be entertained, their attention span is so short, and I've got to, in order to hold my attention, you're going to have to do something that is a change of scenery or something that captivates. You know, the Lord wants us to delight ourselves in the law of the Lord. Let's look at Psalms, the 19th chapter. Psalms 19, beginning with the 7th verse. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. There's something that's to be desired. It's something they read about in Proverbs as well. His desire was beyond riches, beyond wealth. It was that I might be able to have understanding. And his prayer for his children or for those that he was writing unto was that you'd put your desire there. You'd put your aim and your ambition and what you strive for. There's something above what this world has. There's something that's elevated higher than the things this world pursues after. The things that they say, this is what's important. This is what I wrap myself up in. This is what I give myself unto. This is what I'm passionate about. But it's so empty. It really is of so little lasting purpose whenever you think about what life really is. But the Lord said his word is perfect. There's no adding to it. There's no taking away from it. If we'll have a love for it and accept his word, it is more to be desired than the things of this world. It says, moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Do you remember in the last year or two, I think it was the Incans or maybe the Mayans, there was a calendar that they had uncovered, or the Mayans. They had put together a calendar, and the calendar, if I remember correctly, ended in 2016 or whatever the year was. It ended on that time. There were many people who were very intrigued by that, that put a whole lot of stock in that calendar. In a civilization that's gone, that's passed, but yet they were so enwrapped in, what did they know? This must be foretelling something. There must be some reason why their calendar ended on such and such of a date. And as we know, that date is come and gone. The word of man will pass away. But the word of God, the scripture says, we have a more sure word of prophecy. We have a word that is established and that's firm and that's been proven over and over and over again. How many times throughout the word that God would send his word and say, such and such is going to happen. My people will be led into captivity. And there were prophets that rose up in a popular vein saying, no, 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 you're not going to be taken away captive. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about those old prophets. That's not going to happen. You can't take away from the word of the Lord. What the Lord decrees is forever established and settled in the heavens. It doesn't pass away. There's no shadow of turning with the Lord. How sure of a word this is. This isn't about just some man's word. But yet you'll hear every once in a while an advertisement or someone usually trying to sell a book or something. They said, we predicted accurately the last stock market crash. And so you should trust our word. And it gives some credence. It gives some backing. Well, maybe they have some understanding about the economy or about being able to read the signs of the economy and where things are headed. So there is cause or authority then to listen to what that person has to say. But how much more? It says here, by your word, thy servant is warned. But yet, Proverbs says, the ignorant or the simple man just passes right on and is punished. But by the word of the Lord, if we'll give ourselves to the word of the Lord, it is still relevant today. It is still applicable to us today. It still deals with our generation. The word of the Lord now in our time, it's not engraven on stones. It's not written on tables of a rock, but in our hearts. And it still applies to our generation and to our time. It's not outdated. It's not obsolete. There are no revisions that have to be added to this. There are no amendments that have to be made to be able to apply to the 21st century. It's not necessary. This is a living word. And by the word of God, we will be able to have an understanding of what the signs of the times are. We'll be able to have an understanding by the word of the Lord, by giving ourselves to that. Lord, write your word on the tables of my heart. Lord, give me an understanding of your word. Help me not just to have a head knowledge of it, not just to be able to recite the words. There are people that can recite whole chapters of the Bible, and yet down inside there's so little understanding of it. Lord, help me to delight myself in the law of the Lord. Not just something that's obligatory. Not just something that I go through the motions because I have to. Or it's a drudgery to have to read the Word of God. Do you know there is a part to play in duty? We're not always going to feel like going to the Word of God. I'm not always going to feel, if I can say it this way, that delight to think, you know what, I need to stop what I'm doing. I need to go get away with the Lord for a little while. You know, the flesh is going to recoil and draw back, and the enemy will be sure to try to introduce something that'll hinder that, to try to take that away. But it's a little bit in my mind of the chicken and the egg. Which one came first? You know, whenever we begin giving ourselves to the word of the Lord through duty, Lord, I know I need to do this. Whether I feel like it or not, whenever I begin to discipline myself, that I'm going to look into the word of the Lord, I'm going to be faithful at this. I'm going to spend time studying the word of the Lord. Do you know, whenever we do that, we're going to find a love that begins to increase and grow more and more. But as you start slacking off, as you start to fill your mind and your heart with the things of the world, the desire for the God's word begins to diminish. And it's a compounding effect. Because as the desire for God's word diminishes, guess what the temptation is? To draw back even more and spend even less time reading the word of God. No doubt, I would guess that all of us have been in places that I open the word of the Lord and it just doesn't seem like I get anything. It seemed like maybe I remember at times in the past that I'd say, Lord, just give me what I need. And I'm going to open the Bible and Lord, and I'll fall to either the back of the Bible that has the concordance and the maps, or I'll fall to somewhere, the genealogy. Well, let me try again. You know, there can be a temptation to us of laziness. This is talking about delighting ourselves in something, about giving ourselves wholly to this, because I want to be successful in this. I don't want to just be casual about it. I don't want to just be half-hearted when it comes to the word of the Lord. It's a river to swim in. But yet, if I'm not careful, I'll content myself to splash on the shore. Just to get my feet a little bit wet, and that's good enough. But the Lord is calling for us as His people. Delight yourself in my word. Give yourself wholly to it. Immerse yourself in my word. Moreover, by it is thy servant warned. Lord, I want to know. We heard about this morning hidden things. Places that are hidden from me, they're a blind spot to me, that I can't see it of my own self. Lord, I need to see. I need to be able to see those places in my own life that I can't see by myself. You know what this word is? It's a light. And it's a lamp unto our path. It'll illuminate. It'll drive the shadows away. If I'm willing to give myself to it, if I'll have a desire for it, I can be warned. And I'll find, as I have a love for the Word of God, His judgments, they're pure. They're welcome. Because there's something in God's Word that is life. And it gives life. We see it in our world today. The devil would like to get us into a place that I start to lose a love of the truth. That I start to lose the fervency of this delight, of this desire for the word of the Lord. You know, the enemy will say things like this sometimes. You know, if they didn't know any better, they wouldn't be held responsible. So why preach the gospel? So why try to bring them to an understanding of the truth? They'll be held responsible. That's not the right way to look at the Word of God. The Word of God gives life. In His light, we see light. That's what illuminates our path. That's what helps us to see the errors of our own ways, the pitfalls that are in my own path that I couldn't see. Lord, help me then to have a desire for the Word of God, because losing that desire can disguise itself as something else. That's just the preacher. That's just the saints. That's just those old people. They're always talking about those kind. They're always talking about holiness. They're always talking about the church of God. Oh, that's just old brother or sister so-and-so again. But if I have a love for the truth, there's something that changes. Lord, is there something in this for me? Because I found that your judgments are right and they're pure, and the fear of the Lord is clean. It opens my eyes. It gives me understanding. You know, my testimony is this. One of the most wonderful things to me in life is for the Lord to open up something in His Word. For the Lord to come and visit me in the way that only He can by His Spirit. And it's like He's just right there in the room with you. Lord, I never saw that before. And it gives me the very answer to what I need and to the quandary that I was in and trying to figure out which way should I go. And Lord, it's right there. There's nothing to me more wonderful than that. Do we delight ourselves in the Word of the Lord? We will get out of it what we're willing to put into it. If I want to go along and I just expect to be like the gold diggers that would run out to the west and I want to make a quick fortune, and I want to be the guy that goes along and I see something gleaming in the water and I reach down and scoop it up and I fill my bags and I walk a little further and I fill my other bag and I'm rich and I go home, and that's not the way it works many times with the Word of the Lord. The Lord is so good and He's so faithful sometimes there are times that you just open up the scriptures and it seems like your eye just falls on the very one. I had somebody text me a scripture the other day that they didn't know, you know, what would be encouraging or needful for me that day. But do you know that scripture was the very thing that I needed that day? That's something that I was dealing with and that I was wrestling with. The scriptures have the answers. They have the answers. Let's not get discouraged by the King James Version prose that folks will sometimes complain about. Give yourself to it. Give yourself to the Word of God. Give yourself wholly to it. And we'll get to that scripture here in a minute. You know, the Lord has a way of revealing His Word to us. The Lord has a way of opening it up to our understanding, because it is a living Word. The Lord can take by His Spirit. And isn't that our prayer and our services? And in my life, Lord, give me that portion that I need today. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Lord, give us this day our daily bread. Lord, give me today what I have need of. Lord, you know what I'm about to face today. You know what's just around the corner for me. Lord, warn me where I need to be warned. Lord, convict me where I need to be convicted. Open my eyes where my eyes aren't open today. The Lord is faithful through His Word to do that. Are we content and satisfied with His Word? Or do we still search for something else? I need something more. Talked to him a little bit last weekend in Webb City about evidence. There were prophets whenever Elijah was taken up by the chariot of fire and Elisha was there to witness it. Elisha came back and he had seen what the Lord had done, taking him up into the chariot of fire. But yet there were, I believe it was 30 or 40 prophets that said, let us go into the mountains and let us see for ourselves. Let's go see if we can find the bones anywhere. And he said, don't go. There's no use. I already know what the Lord did. But I want to see it for myself. I need something more. The word of the Lord is enough. The word of God is sufficient to answer our questions. It is sufficient today. It's what we have. It's all we have. I don't have intellect, intelligence, ability, skill beyond the word of God to meet the needs of people today. Sometimes folks would try to criticize and say, how are you going to know how to be able to reach somebody that's in the depths of sin? How are you going to be able to know how to reach somebody that's been abused and neglected and that's bound in the chains of drugs and addictions and all those? How do you know? How do you have the skill set to be able to reach them? And I have to say, I don't. But I know where the answers are, and I believe in the one who gave the answers. And I have confidence and I have faith in Him. And I know that He still equips His people today, the church of God, with the wisdom and the understanding and the knowledge that we need for our generation today, for the tests and the trials and the things. Folks, we can look on the horizon and we see things that are frightening. What's coming to this generation? What's coming to our society today? How are we going to deal with these things? Folks, we can always go back to the source. We can always go back to the Word. I don't need to go find somebody that has DD after the name. I can go find the one that has God of all creation with His name. I can go to Him. I can seek Him. I can delight myself in His Word and in His law. And He'll be faithful to our souls. He'll be faithful to give us an understanding of His Word. Not only are we warned by that, but it says in keeping of them, there is great reward. Folks, it's about more than just trying to check the box. And folks have asked sometimes, I've heard them ask Katrina, does your church make you dress that way? Does your church say that you have to do this and you have to do that? No, there's something I delight in. There's something that I have a desire and a longing to do that's so much stronger. It's so much better than just, there's reward in it. You know, we can prove the Lord and find this still works. I remember being a teenager, high school. Remember some of the questions. I had an atheist friend. I had other religious friends that were of different persuasions and all kinds of questions. And one of a teacher, I enjoyed his class, but he was very much into, we want to get you to think for yourself. We want to get you to open up your mind and broaden your horizons. And I had questions and I was struggling with things. How do I know that this is the right way? How do I know that this thing is truth? And I remember going and talking to my grandfather one day. Grandpa, can you help me here? I've got some questions and maybe you can help me work with this. And he helped me with some of the specific questions I had. But one thing that he told me that's always stuck in my mind, he said, Clint, one way we can know it's true is that it works. You live it and it'll work. Folks, we can prove this thing true in our own lives. And it's the loudest witness and testimony that this thing is truth. Folks, it still gives the answers to how to have a successful marriage in a world where marriage means so little today. It still gives us the answers and how we get along with one another whenever there's so much strife and bickering and hatred and jealousy and wrath and racism and all those things in our world today. The answers are right here. We can go to the Word of God and He'll reveal them to us. Oh, there's such a great reward. This is truly the best life that we could live. It tells us how to get along with our neighbors. It tells us how to be a good employee at work. It gives us the answers to life if we'll be willing to apply ourselves unto it. So what do we do with it? Scripture says in Romans chapter 10 that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. There's no magic trick here. I want to be close to the Lord. I want to be able to have more faith. There's no secret pill to swallow. No secret chant to recite. Give yourself to it. Invest yourself in it. Put your whole heart into it. And there's great reward in doing that. Whenever we give ourselves to and we delight ourselves in the law of the Lord, there's great benefit in that. It'll build our faith. The more we do it, as I already mentioned, the more we'll love it. The more that we give ourselves to it, the more love we'll have for the Word of God. The more we'll see who God is. The more we'll understand of His ways and of His thoughts and of His mind. And the more we understand that, the more that we love Him. And the more that we love God, the more that we have faith in Him. And it all works together, but there's a requirement on my part. Faith cometh by hearing. So it comes down to, what is my desire? Do I delight myself in the Word of God? It pleases God. He's chosen by the foolishness of preaching to be able to give the gospel, to be able to save those that don't believe. That's the one of the avenues that He's chosen, is to be able to give the Word of God through the foolishness of preaching. So whenever I have opportunity, whenever the doors are open and there's opportunity to hear the Word of God, where's my heart? Is my heart trying to find some other excuse or some other busyness? Or heard just recently about the Wednesday night flu. Long about after lunch on Wednesday, I start my throat getting a little bit scratchy, and I'm not trying to undermine or minimize folks' legitimate reasons that come up in sicknesses. But you know, the devil will try to work with a heart that's starting to lose interest. That's starting to fill their heart with a love for something else. And starting to lose interest in the things of God. I'll start to find myself more susceptible to that Wednesday night flu. That flu that you start to feel on Wednesday afternoon. And then right along about time that it's too late to get there now, I start feeling better. There's something more than that in salvation. There's something where I want to be in service. Lord, I want to hear, what do You have for me today, Lord? Maybe I can go and learn something that I haven't understood before. Maybe there's something that the Lord wants to teach me today. Is that my desire when I come to the house of the Lord? Because I can come with two different hearts, either way. I can come and I can hear the words being spoken, and I can leave without really having received anything from it. Or I can come with a heart that says, Lord, I'm hungry. To the man that hungers and thirsts after righteousness, He'll be filled. The Lord will be faithful to give us our portion, to give us an understanding of His Word. So let's turn now to 1 Timothy, the 4th chapter. Instruction that Paul was giving unto Timothy, a younger man, one that he had kind of taken under his wings, if you will, realized that he was going to be carrying on the torch after him. Read in the next letter written to him that my time's at hand, my time of departure. I've fought a good fight. I've done my part. Now it's time for me to go home. Timothy, you are going to be left with it, along with others who are going to pick up this thing and carry the torch forward after I'm gone. So this is writing of the burden that he felt for Timothy. And oh, don't we feel the same thing for our young people today? Lord, I want to see him get a hold of something. I want to see him grab the torch and pick it up. I know this thing is going to carry all the way through to the judgment. But Lord, I pray that our young people, I pray that our young married couples and adults and young and old alike will have a desire and a longing and a burden. It's not enough to just come occasionally and fill a pew or just to do enough to kind of wet my feet in the water. But I long to see more of a fervency and a fire and a love and a burden and a desire. I want to understand this thing. I want to have this flame in my own heart and this desire myself. I want to carry this thing forward. He was saying unto Timothy, Timothy, your time's coming now. Get a hold of this thing so that you can carry the torch forward. So he wrote to him, let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word and conversation and charity, in spirit and faith and purity. Till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Timothy, your time's coming. The Lord wants to prepare you now. He wants to prepare you today. I'd like to consider this instruction. Till I come, give attendance. That instruction and that counsel to give attendance, it means to hold the mind. In other words, to overcome distraction. You realize that we're in a time of distraction. Have you felt it when you get down to pray? Distraction. Whenever you try to read the Word of God, distraction. We live in such a fast-paced world today. And Lord's dealt with me at times where I can get into a mode that I've got to have something happening. I've got to have something going. I pull up to a stoplight and I have a little bit of pause. And you know what the tendency is? I'm just telling on myself. Pull out my phone. Do I have any new messages? Is there anything else? It's something that maybe it's just inherent to the technology that we're given today that just gives itself to or calls for us to give ourselves to it. There is always something that will fill our time if we allow it to fill our time. There are times that the Lord wants to be able to talk with us. There are times I've had times at lunch at work that, Lord, I just have a few minutes here, but Lord, I want to spend it with you. Oh, Lord, I want to, in the few minutes I have, I want to open the Bible and read a little bit. And you know, I've had some of the most precious little Bible studies right there. Whenever I make a determination, because I have a part to play here. I can't just go along and expect, well, Lord, if you can get my attention, if you can drop the thought in my mind and give me all the blessing and all the encouragement and all the comfort and everything that I need as I go along all my cares of life, but I have to be willing to give myself to it. I have to be willing to discipline myself to give attendance unto these things. So it says to hold the mind, to be cautious about, to apply oneself to. You know, that's how you're successful in anything, isn't it? Not just approaching it half-heartedly. Not just going about it with a little bit of an interest. Maybe I'll just kind of experiment and find out a little bit about it. I've experimented with a lot of different things. I tried starting to learn piano for a little while and lost interest, and I've started learning foreign languages, and I've picked up this little thing that I've decided I want to start doing and try to do. You know, the Lord doesn't want the way we handle His Word to be that way. That I start off and I give myself to it a little bit and maybe I open up and I just didn't get anything from it and I get discouraged with it and well, maybe Sunday morning is enough. Sunday morning, Sunday afternoon, Wednesday evenings are important. But it's also important every other day of the week for me to have a place with the Lord that I can get away, that I can shut out the noise, that I can say, Lord, this is your time. Give attendance unto it. Hold your mind. Control, discipline your mind to be able to channel it unto the things of the Lord. I want to think on these things. I want to meditate on these things now. I want to be able to shut it all out for a little while. So I want us this afternoon to be challenged, to be encouraged with some practical application of delighting ourselves in the law of the Lord. It also means to give attendance to adhere to. Or in our terminology today, stick with it. Don't get discouraged. Whenever you open up the Word of God and it seems like you're just not getting somewhere. I remember as a little boy, I could not get big fast enough. Whenever I was 5, I wanted to be 7. And I was the youngest of 2 older brothers. They were always bigger than I was. I could never be big enough. But you know, there was nothing I could do to swell myself up and make myself big in a day. I couldn't do it as much as I wanted to. But as you can see by clear evidence, by consistently eating, I've been able to grow over time. When we do that with the Lord, don't get discouraged. Stick with it. Whenever I open the Word, I just don't know if I'm getting anything. I don't know if I'm getting anywhere. It seems like sometimes I don't understand a whole lot of it. Stick with it. Don't be discouraged. Don't give up. Continue to give yourself unto the Word of God. Because it is like that diet. That whenever I eat something good and something healthy, I don't look down and I see myself growing. But if you do that consistently and faithfully long enough, you'll see the results. There is great reward, we read, in keeping of His law, in giving ourselves. And we'll read, well, let's just keep going. So give attendance to these things that He's about to mention, to reading. I want to encourage us to read the Word of God. Devotionals are a good appetizer. But I want to encourage us, don't make that your main diet. Amen. Read the Word of God. Give ourselves to it. Allow those things. I have an app on my phone. It gives the scripture of the day every morning. I enjoy pulling that up and reading what the scripture of the day is. But I can't just subsist off of an appetizer. That should whet my appetite. Lord, I want more. Then maybe there's something in a message that I hear. Oh, I want to look into that some more. I want to understand a little bit more about that. Maybe I hear something about the temple or something of a type of the Old Testament. You know, I'd like to study that sometime. I'd like to be able to understand that a little better. That it can whet our appetite. And then go and give yourself to it. Spend time with it diligently. Give yourself unto reading. Scripture says also in one place to study, to show yourself approved. Studying. Different Bibles are different. Again, a little practical application, what I hope will be profitable to us. Some of them have a center column reference. You can look as you're reading a verse and it'll flag another verse that's in another part of the Bible that may be connected to that. Give yourself, study the Word of God. I don't want to just breeze through it and I read. If you've been like me, you can read through a chapter and find at the end of the chapter, what did I just read? If you don't hold your mind, if you don't give yourself to it, you can find yourself, and I don't know how you can do it, but I can do it, thinking about something else while I'm reading something. I need to be able to give myself to this, devote myself to it, to read the Word of God, to be able to study it, to get something out of it. So maybe I want to go get a dictionary maybe and look up what does this word mean? A concordance. Where else in the Bible is this same word meant? Maybe I can pull out a diaglot and see, well, what does the original Greek mean from this word? And as I start to do that, I start to give myself to it. It's more then than just reading down and I see the words, but I'm giving myself to it and I'm seeking the Lord as I do it. Lord, give me understanding. Lord, open up your word to me. Inspire it to my heart. And the Lord will be faithful as I stick with it and adhere to it to give me understanding that I might be able to grow. But you know where it starts? As newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word. I have a hungering for it. I have a desire for it. And maybe sometimes I would think, some of this is just over my head. I don't know what that prophecy means. I don't know exactly what he's talking about here. But give yourself to it. Stick with it. Be careful the sources of other literature you go to. But if there's a source of something that you have confidence in, or another brother that you can go to and say, maybe there's some understanding the Lord's given you. Can you help me with this? We give ourselves to the study of God's Word. All right, so it says give attendance to reading, to exhortation. You know, exhortation moves beyond it's just all about me. And it moves to me having a concern for my brethren, having a concern for my sister. It's not all about me now, but that whenever I begin to get lean in my soul, there are indicators of that. I start to lose a desire for the things of God. I start to lose a love for God's Word. His Word starts to become stale and boring. And I start to have less of a love and a concern for my brethren. But this says give attendance to exhortation. To exhort is to implore somebody. It's to encourage. So what does the Scripture say about comforting others? The same comfort wherewith you yourselves were comforted. Comfort ye one another. So as I've given myself unto reading, unto applying myself to the Word of God, as the Lord gives me something, or maybe I seek the Lord. Lord, I think my brother's going through a hard time. Lord, would you give me a scripture? Is there something that maybe I can share that would be an encouragement? By what the Lord has taught me, it can be a blessing and an encouragement to others. Let's look at, hold your place here, but Colossians chapter 3. Colossians 3 and 16 says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. I don't believe this is only to the ministers or to the teachers, but allow the Word of God to dwell richly in your own heart, to give yourself to it through prayer, through seeking, through study, through meditation, so that it's dwelling richly in me, so that I have something to be able to share whenever someone else is in need, or whenever we come together and we meet together. If the Lord inspires my heart, there's something that's in my heart that I have to give to others. So He says, give attendance, be diligent about exhortation, about encouraging one another, about having something that would be an encouragement to them that you can give not only to the ministers, but to those that I come in contact with. And every one of us have a part that we can play in helping one another, in helping our brethren. I need to be able to have the Word dwelling richly in me. Hebrews 3 verse 13 tells us to exhort one another daily while it is called today. While we have time, don't neglect, don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together. Have a desire for the Word of God, a desire for the fellowship of His people, and exhort one another. It's what we do when we come together, to exhort, to encourage one another, that the fire, as one song, may the fire of our devotion light their way. I want to be able to have something burning within me, that's dwelling richly within me, that I can share and exhort and encourage and comfort somebody else with. All right, let's keep going here in 1 Timothy. Give attendance to reading, exhortation, to doctrine. The importance of understanding God's Word. The Lord doesn't want us, He wants us to have a desire for the sincere milk of the Word. But He doesn't want us to stop there. When we have a desire for the milk, when we feed ourselves on the milk, it'll cause us to grow. It'll cause us, there will be great reward that comes with it that we read about. You'll see as you give yourself to reading, to study, faithfully, by showing a pattern of good works, of doing these things, of giving yourself to it, it will bring about something. It'll cause a spiritual growth, a spiritual maturity, so that I can come to a place that I begin to understand doctrine. It's not just for those that, well, it's, oh, brother so-and-so, they've been in the way for 40 years, and so I don't understand these doctrines. It is important for us, every one of us, minister, teacher, song leader, everyone that is here, to have a vision and an understanding of the truth. I'm not going to have all the answers. I'm not going to understand everything. But I also don't want to get into a place that I settle down and I get comfortable and I just say, well, it's what we've always taught and I'm content with it. It's good to be content and satisfied in the good way. Let us stand in the way and say, show me the good way and the good paths. But for me to do that, I need to be able to have a vision and an understanding. What is the good way? I need to have an understanding for myself. Part of this growing in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ is coming to a place that I've given myself to it. Lord, I want to understand what this is. I want to study this. I want to give myself to it. Be prepared to give to every man an answer of the hope that lies within you. We live in a time of so much religious confusion today. I was talking with a man just the other day about marriage and divorce and homosexuality came up in the topic of it, and he, I guess, professed to be a Christian man. He was talking about Christian marriages and that being the plan of God, but he talked about the times that we're living in today. And that if a man loves a man and they're truly devoted to it and they've truly given their hearts to one another, who am I to say that that's wrong? Who am I? I'm okay with that. I don't have a problem with that. I said, if I just look at my own way, I could perhaps say that. But I'm not looking at my own way. I'm looking at the Word of God. And the Word of God is very clear of what's right and wrong. Folks, we need to be able to have a vision and an understanding of the things that face our world today. Because we're no doubt going to encounter, to different degrees and in different circles of our lives, people that have questions, people that are in confusion, people that are drowning in false doctrine. Some of them that want help and some of them that don't. Whether they want help or not, I need to have something for myself to be rooted and grounded. That I not be blown about with every wind of doctrine and tossed to and fro. I need to be rooted and grounded and established in the Word of God by giving myself to it. Giving attendance unto doctrine. Folks, it's a river to swim in. How much have I given myself to it? How much of a desire have I said, Lord, I want to understand this. The Lord's challenged me. The Lord's dealt with me there. I've realized in places in my life that I was content with too shallow of an understanding of something. And well, I know it doesn't sound right and I know it's not right, but I don't have a real good understanding of it. And I still have so much more to learn and to understand. But my desire is, Lord, teach me. Lord, help me to not be content to just paddle around in the shallow water, but to keep going out and to launch out into the deep, to be able to have an answer, to be able to help those that are in confusion. What is sin? What does it mean to be saved? What does salvation do for you? What does deliverance from sin mean? What is holiness? What is the church of God? What is the structure of the church supposed to be? Who sets the rules? And how is right and wrong determined? What about predestination? What about eternal security? What about infant baptism? What does baptism do for you? What is sanctification? What is speaking in tongues? What is a prayer language? What about how do you worship the Lord? Well, why don't we bring a band in? And why don't we have some entertainment? Why don't we have musical instruments? How do I respond? How do I answer? Because the torch is being passed on. And we need to be able to pick the torch up. To be able to have the vision for ourselves of the Word of God. And I believe that it is the Lord's desire to give us that understanding if we'll give ourselves to it. To doctrine. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy, but with a laying on the hands of the presbytery. Maybe my calling or maybe yours is not the calling of Timothy. But you have a calling. You have a place to fill. You have a place that in the body that the Lord has called you to. And if I'm not careful, I'll neglect the place that God has called me to fill. I won't be faithful if I'm not very careful, if I'm not very diligent to fill the place the Lord wants me to fill, to give myself wholly to it. And sometimes folks struggle a little bit. What is the place the Lord wants me to fill? Where is my place in the body? I can say like Paul told Timothy, give yourself to these things. Give attendance to these things. The Lord's trying to prepare you for something. The Lord wants to prepare all of us. The Lord wants to fill us. He wants us to have something rich dwelling in us. But we've got to give ourselves to it. We've got to determine and discipline ourselves that I'm going to give myself to these things. So he said, don't neglect that. But he told him to meditate upon these things. To meditate means to revolve in the mind. To turn around in your mind. To think on it. To consider it. To allow, give the Lord time. To give it time to soak in. Give the Lord time to work with it. As I think on it and I ponder, well, I wonder what this means. I wonder what other scriptures are connected to it. As I give myself to meditation of the Word of God, turning it over. You know, the enemy will try to fill our minds with so many things. Try to fill our minds with just chaff. Just emptiness. Things that at the end of the day, at the end of the week, at the end of the year, he'll fill us with, realize there's nothing there. He'll fill us with worries, with fears, with doubts, with concerns, with things of concerns, folks. We all have responsibilities in life. We all have duties and cares and responsibilities. I don't believe the Lord is calling us. All of you quit everything that you're doing. Lock yourselves in your house 24 hours a day. But where's your desire? As I do have a moment of quietness, as I do have opportunity, what's my heart going to? What are my thoughts turning to in those moments? Lord, help me to have him centered. Let these things, think on these things. Whatsoever things are pure and holy and of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, all give yourself to thinking and meditation upon those things. Meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them. You want to succeed? You want to prosper? I know we all do. Let's give ourselves wholly to this. To the law of the Lord, allow that to be our delight. And it says here that our profiting may appear to all. It'll show. We'll grow. There'll be an effect of God's word as we give ourselves wholly to it. As we immerse ourselves and give ourselves with a love and a passion and a desire and a diligence and a stick-with-itness, it'll show. Give thyself wholly to it. Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them. For in doing this, thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. In the law of the Lord is great reward. I want that reward. I want more of it. I love the word of the Lord. But I see the enemy fighting me. See the enemy trying to distract, trying to cause our affections and our minds and our thoughts to be turned to other things. Let's give ourselves diligently in our time, in our generation, where the enemy is trying so hard to undermine the doctrines of God's word, to undermine what is divine healing. You know, there are some things that I've got to dig. There are some things that at a shallow plane in the side of the river, I'm not going to understand. I'm not going to have a good spiritual vision of it until I really launch out into the deep and I really give myself to this thing. Lord, I want to know you better. I want to know you more. Lord, let this mind be in me, which was also in Christ Jesus. I want to see and have a better understanding of what these things are. I desire your prayers and I want to encourage each of us. Let's give ourselves wholly to it. Let's delight ourselves in the law of the Lord. Amen.